So I was thinking, oh, there were several thoughts, but narrowing that down, I was thinking of the life experiences that some of us may have had. How many of you had to pick rock as a young child or a young teenager? Pick rock. In the fields every year, at least where my parents lived, there was the frost heaves, and they would bring up new rocks in the fields. And every spring, without fail, my dad would hand me a bucket, because I probably had a lot more energy. So I'd get a bucket, and we had 40 to 80 acres, and he's like, go find the rocks, and you're just like. So with my bucket, I'd walk in the fields, and I'd find rocks. And they'd be good size, and sometimes there'd be boulders where the farmer would have to come and dig the boulder out. But the idea was, so when they ran the blade through the field to plant, it wouldn't get chipped by the rocks that were in the field. And in that same thought of picking of the rocks is the word transforming. And that word came up in several of my studies that I did for this week. The idea of transforming, the transformation of the soil that takes place each year, or maybe for us, each time we encounter new things in our lives, the soil may either get rocky where we kind of shield ourselves against what life might be trying to, not really bring us, but what might transpire in our lives. And so each day or each month or each year, or maybe for some each hour, it's good to have that inner vision, that inner kind of that inner voice that we have to listen to know what's going on in our hearts and what might be happening within us. That soil, our soul that is within us, what might be happening in that, and that awareness that we need to have. So as we look at that, and we kind of start examining where our soil might be at. We might have good soil, we might have shallow, we might have rocky soil. So keep that kind of in mind as we go about the sermon. So looking deeper into that is our relationships. The relationships and how they transform or evolve each and every day in the years as we grow older, as our lives change and our relationships change. And how and what grows out of each of our relationships that we have with one another and with our friends and family, looking outward. And how some of those relationships might be good, some might be harmful, but that awareness that we have. And as we look into the text of the sower parable, we hear that Christ is out on the water, away from the crowds, and he's probably one of those parables that he actually explains to us, what it kind of draws down to. Because if you notice that some of the parables that Christ gives, there are no answers to. And sometimes those answers can be interpreted in different ways. So the interpretation of today's parable with the sower is that transformation. The transformation that takes place. And how the seed was thrown in great joy as the sower is celebrating, spreading God's word to all those that they encounter. And that joy, that word of God that dwells within us, that grows within us, knowing that there are times in our lives where we have a pause, where we are digesting the last word or the last idea that we had, and what the fruition of that word of God that lives and breathes within us, how that develops and changes. And the conditions that we go through that predict or have an effect on that soil. Because there are times where we might feel we are gaslit. There are times where we feel we are discouraged, where people come and spread false word amongst our hearts and might lead us astray for a bit, those that we might guard against. So with that condition of the soil and the seeds that we know have been thrown, how we can work and grow and our soil becomes good soil once again for that growth, for that seed to soak into and grow and flourish. And then we can go out and spread that word, that joy, that truth that God lives within us and one another. And as we were saying, it's that continual work in progress. It's not the one-time thing. That the Trinity gives that seed, spreads that seed to us. That seed of kindness, of grace, of love, of patience and endurance. Without those seeds, we aren't as graceful and gracious as we need to be. We aren't as kind as we could be, or loving, or showing that love to one another as we could be. In that endurance that we have, that we've been given, to endure those things that might pull us away, might cause us to doubt, but knowing and holding on to that kernel of truth, that God loves us. God sent his Son for us to save us and reconcile us with the Spirit, to give us new life, that we can grow and embrace God's love on that continual basis, God's grace that is given freely to us, and allowing the Trinity to nourish our relationships with God and with one another, to that transforms and enriches our lives and their lives. So my challenge for us is to think about how God is calling us as individuals and as a community, and what the condition of our soil is, and how we might be called to transform and renew our soil. So just think about that.